This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Christmas Day, as I'm sure you're aware, is just over a week away, and there will be the usual anxieties. What time to put the turkey in, how to get the roasties crispy, prevent the sprouts from going soggy and the gravy from being lumpy. Well, Gizzy Erskine is a food writer and TV chef, and she's written a helpful cookbook for the season. It's called Seasons Eatings and covers the period from Halloween to New Year. Today we will concentrate on stuffing your bird, cooking the perfect jewelled fruit and nut stuffing. Gizzy, what prompted a book about this season?
I love Christmas. I don't know how else to say it. I love the when the seasons start to change. So if you think, you know, the second it becomes Halloween, everything gets a bit dark and people always moan about food not being exciting at this time of year, and I completely disagree. I've done more food for vegetarian food in this book than anything else, and I've just really enjoyed playing with ingredients, actually. But obviously that sort of ends up transpiring into Christmas, which is, like, my favourite meal. My death row dinner would be my Christmas lunch. So, you know,
and it would contain what?
It would have turkey. It's really, you know, I want to say goose. I want to say something more exciting, but I love turkey. You know, we're definitely a turkey family. I love all the trimmings. It's, for me, almost as important as the turkey are the stuffings, the pigs in blankets, the bread sauce, cranberry sauce, brilliant gravy. You know, it's those are the key. And then you add on your crispy Yorkshires and your sprouts and stuff.
So just before we go on to talk about stuffings, if you did have a vegetarian family and you wanted to do something a little bit interesting, what would you do?
Well, in the book, I've done something really cool. You get this really great quality vegetarian haggis, and then make it into a sausage, and then fry up some Dixelle mushrooms, some mushrooms that have been very finely chopped, with some shallots, some garlic, some thyme, some parsley, then some truffle oil. Wrap that around that, and then make it en croûte. And it is delicious. And you can make this really great vegan gravy.
Haggis en croûte. We never thought of
it's
doing that.
It's really delicious.
And like, you've got something sizzling over there.
I do.
On
so
the hob.
I'm, as I said, my accompaniments to my turkey are almost more important. Stuffing being the operative thing. I think we have been quite shameful to stuffing in the past, you know. And it's very, very easy to do. You know, we tend to buy packets and pimp them. But, you know, they all tend to be, a lot of this stuff's all cupboard ingredients, and it's really easy to make a really good quality one. So in the frying pan, we've got some onions that have been cooked down really slowly, 30, 40 minutes. They're, like, fully caramelised. You could squish them and they turn into nothing. Some garlic, some thyme, and some smoked streaky bacon. And I'm going to start building my stuffing mix. So into that, I've got 450 grams of good quality butcher's sausage meat. Go for a free-range pig. If you can, but the best quality you can afford is always what I say. Then, into that, we have got some breadcrumbs, 100 grams of breadcrumbs. This sort of, like, boosts the whole thing. This is when it gets quite fun. This is optional, but what you tend to find in your turkey is you'll have some offal left over, so livers, hearts, all those things. So just chop those up finely, get them in. They're really, really important for me in the stuffing.
Yeah, you prepared those in advance. Well done. They're in a plastic bag.
Yeah. We haven't nothing grim being chopping up manhandled right now.
Studio.
I quite like that. It's really weird. Like, there's something really satisfying about chopping up a liver. And then we've got some some, what are these things called? Chestnuts, there we go. They come to me in the end. Putting those in. And in order to make it jeweled, we've got a combination of different nuts and dried fruits. So we've got some pistachios for green, some cranberry for Christmassy, like red, and some dried apricots. And they all go in. Really, it's just sort of like bung it in.
So that's all just going into a big bowl.
Yeah, it's going into a big bowl. And then we're going to have fried stuff ready. I mean, ideally, you'd let this have some time to cool, but we're not going to. So that's going in. Then we've got some zests of lemon. And zest of an orange going in. And that sort of brings the whole thing to life. Do you make stuffing? Oh, dear, that face.
No, I know. I used to. My grandmother and my mother, they used to make their own sage and onion stuffing. Yeah. And they grew the sage in
lovely.
The garden, of course.
Still so one of my favourites, the most classic.
Fresh, fresh, fresh. I have been known to
buy it in. But look, this is easy, isn't it, what we're doing here? There's not much to it. And for Christmas, to have like this beautiful, jewelled Christmassy stuffing that's, you know... I mean, I am. So there's a big sort of theory out there. Do you stuff your turkey or do you cook it to the side? Now... ease and guaranteed sort of better cooking times, I would definitely cook it to the side. Personally, in my house, we stuff the turkey still. We just weigh it before we cook it. We cook it for the right amount of time that would be to wait for the weight for the turkey. And I believe that the juices that go in there are far more important than anything else. You know, to get that sort of like turkey flavour through the stuffing for me is
now imperative. I understand some people. I've never done this, I have to say.
Just one thing quick. I'm just doing some nutmeg, that's all.
Oh, go on then.
And salt and pepper.
Noisy, nutmeg, and salt and pepper, which won't be as noisy. But I know some people put their stuffing in the body of the bird and others put it under the skin. We always put ours in the body of the bird.
Yeah, I do. It just sort of seems to sit better in there. I mean, you can. What I tend to do is actually the body, and then you know that little bit under the skin by the bum end. You can fit a little bit extra in there. And so I do sort of both, actually, particularly with the turkey, because you tend to want to have loads of stuffing.
Now, there is a question about health, isn't there, when it comes to stuffing a bird?
Yeah.
Why can it be risky to your health?
Because you have to get to the centre temperature, as hot, you know, it's like 75 degrees, I think. And if it's, off the top of my head, that's probably going to be completely wrong, but I'm certain it's something, it's definitely 70. 75, I'm going with. You have, you know, the thing is, you just don't want anything to be raw. You know, so people have the problems when they take their turkeys out the freezer, right? Because a lot of people use frozen turkeys and they don't give them enough time to defrost. It's the same thing with this. You know, you really need that to cook all the way through. Warm, uncooked food is going to be full of all sorts of nasties. But if you do the correct cooking time, in my opinion, with a turkey, it should be low and slow. You're probably going to all think I'm barking, but 120 degrees for about 5-6 hours rather than, 200 degrees or 220 and then down at 180 for 3 or 4. So
you would start it off lower and cook it slowly and then bang it up and
right for the last 20 minutes to get some crispiness.
For the last few minutes.
Yeah.
So that it comes out nice and brown.
I'm so sorry.
You have got a cold.
Sorry, I'm getting a Christmas cold, which is classic me. Second I can, you know, have a few minutes for myself, I'm going to be ill over Christmas. Always happens every year.
Well, you were very polite and you didn't sneeze over and the food, which is just as well. Now, I'm not going to try this one you're making in there because you're not going
You can take this one home and put it in the freezer if you want. And that's the stuffing done. You don't need to buy it.
But here is one you cooked
earlier. Got three here.
Because you can cook it on the side, can't you, if you don't want to stuff
it? Oh, yeah, completely. These have been cooked on the side. So the one you're eating is the jewelled one, I believe. And then there's also... a classic Christmas chestnut, which is quite spicy. And then we've got the one with the Armagnac and prunes, which is an orange, which is brilliant with duck.
That is really nice.
It's good stuffing,
it's got
isn't it?
Fruity, nutty.
I'm going to go in and have a taste myself.
Yeah, go on, you have a taste. And what's the one over there? I'm sorry, I've got a mouthful of stuffing.
Go for the Armagnac one.
The Armagnac one. This is the one that's closest to me.
That's good stuffing. Even if I do say so myself, that is good stuff.
Tell me what's in this.
So it's just one for other more gamey birds, goose. Also works very well with pork if you want to do like a classic old school stuffed pork. So go prunes and armagnac and orange juice overnight. And then they get really juicy, really boozy. Similar method, but different, slightly different herbs. I believe that's sage and parsley in there. And it's just, that's a great one. And
that is really nice. It tastes quite alcoholic.
Boozy. That's why we probably like it.
Right.
And then
what's this one then?
This is just classic Christmas chestnut, and I love that. This is the sort of one I would be cooking myself. I'm a bit of a... See, despite having written this book and wanting to show people different ways they could do things, because people do want certain things differently at Christmas, I'm still a sucker for my mum's classic Christmas chestnut stuffing.
So tell me how to do your classic chestnut stuffing.
Everything that we did here, but you just don't put the fruit in. And then there's definitely sage in that one.
It looks very green, the sage. Very bright green. It still looks quite colourful, even though you haven't put the fruit in.
Yep.
What's this that looks like it might be raisins or something?
Hang on. Should just be chestnuts.
What's that then? There.
Let's have a look. No, that's just a chestnut. They're just like they're the vac packed ones. They become almost like glacier. They're not, but they get that sort of like almost sweet film to them.
Mmm, that's really good too.
Yeah.
They're really very, very good.
I'm very pleased you like them.
Do you only make your stuffings with sausage meat? You would always put sausage meat in it.
I personally do, yeah. Why? I think a sausage meat stuffing, it's like forced meat stuffings back in the day, way back when, was always the one that everybody loved. I like the fact, I want to put the chicken livers in there. I want to put, you know, I just think it's more flavoursome. It's richer. I hate the word umptuous, but once all those juices have gone into it, it really enriches it and... You know, I just personally prefer it like that. But for me, as important, if not more, that is nothing without a brilliant bread sauce. I mean, with my one, I do it with like enhanced with lots and lots of powdered ginger, actually, and a tiny bit more cloves. I mean, a lot of people think bread sauce clovey anyway. I like a really spicy one.
Well, I shall definitely be doing your stuffing and putting ginger in my bread sauce. Gizzy Erskine, thank you so much indeed for being with us. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.